Welcome to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast, where we're building freedom-based businesses in the print-on-demand industry. Broadcasting to you from around the world, here are your hosts, Spencer and Shannon.
Hey everybody, if you're enjoying our show and you want to check out exactly how Shannon and I are growing our own online businesses, head on over to our Patreon page and sign up for our monthly income reports. Break down everything from our sales to our expenses, what's working, what isn't, and any new strategies we're trying out as well. And if you're curious how we're managing to keep thousands of designs organized and uploaded across different platforms, you can check out Shannon's Merch Along software for free. Links below in the show description. All right, let's go ahead and get into the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast, episode number 15. You got Spencer here, joined today, as always, by...
Shannon. What's up? How you doing, Spencer?
I'm good, man. Nice shades.
Thank you. The Merch Lifestyle is just, you know, so bright that I got to wear something to, you know, keep my eyes from getting damaged.
So. Your account is just shining. It's just like... blasting.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for asking. I got my parents in town this week. We're exploring the Bay Area. I got some fun trips coming up and stuff. So, and trying some new things on merch. So things are good. How about you?
Yeah, things are good. I spent a few hours weeding the garden yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you enjoy that, right? You find some good stuff in there.
Yeah. It's nice to get away a little bit and just to like shut off your phone, shut everything down. Not have to think about or worry about any notifications or anything like that. But I'm excited to get into our podcast this morning because we're talking about some really cool new ideas, I guess you could say. Or not new ideas, but just expanding on an idea that we started talking about last week.
Yeah, we tried some experiments and I want to share that with you guys because I'm trying some new stuff and breaking some things in the process, but also finding some success. So we'll just jump right into it. So what we're talking about today is kind of a new way to grow your Merch by Amazon account and print on demand portfolio in general. We're talking about offering merchandising as a service and more specifically about licensing creators' content and to offer it through a print on demand service. So let's think about Merch by Amazon first. So there are two ways I think you can grow your Merch by Amazon account. And one is the way we're all familiar with, you know, your variables are how many designs do you have, how good are they, and how good is your keyword research. And if you can control those three things, and four, how many designs you get up, if you can control those things, that's going to determine your success on Merch by Amazon to a certain extent. But there's this other way that you can grow your account, which doesn't get talked about as much, except for I think visionary people like Mike Gwall is a good example, where you can grow your account by bringing people to Amazon outside of the keyword competition. And you've got this one pool of buyers that's already on Amazon and you're fighting for that piece of the pie. But there's everybody who's not on there that you can drive traffic externally to, which is another way to grow your account, which is a little bit different. I think a little bit harder, but that part of it is what we're going to talk about today.
Absolutely. It's, why do you think somebody would be interested in doing something like this, using merch as a service?
That's a good question. I think if you want to stand out and build a competitive advantage in Merch by Amazon, then I think you should be thinking about this, because what we've talked about is different ways to stand out, or you can build a brand and start trademarking that and getting people behind a brand. Otherwise, it's a never-ending, bottomless, competitive dogfight where there's not going to be less merch sellers. And yeah, the pool of Amazon buyers will grow, but I think it will continue to be saturated to a point where it'll be really hard to stand out and make a significant income consistently that you don't have to worry about as much. So I think if you're looking to set up a bit more of a medium to long-term strategy and you've got a little bit more time to invest and experiment in growing your business, this is something that you might consider.
Absolutely. I agree. It seems like if your account continues, or like competition will continue to increase in this in this business, in this world, and because everybody's pumping out as many designs as possible, everyone's goal is the same: pump out as many designs that are high quality and well researched as possible, right? And so if everyone's doing that, then you know, it kind of becomes something where you got to start thinking maybe a little bit more creative and come up with some sort of different idea or some sort of something to compensate for that, because it will impact your sales. And I know I've noticed that quite a bit lately.
Yeah. I've seen it. It's real. And I don't want to be, I think you're right, Shannon. Like, I don't want to be a down on merch. I'm not. I think it's great business. But I looked at my sales numbers because I painfully went through them this month to put our income report together. Man, I was crushing it on Amazon in the late summer last year, better than I am now. And I've got more designs up and then more reviews and stuff. So competition is real. It is harder now than it was last year. I think that's a fact. But there's some really exciting stuff when we step back a bit and we think about what Merch by Amazon and really some of the other print on demand companies like a Printful or a T-Launch do differently and what that opportunity might mean for us. I think it's really cool. So we've got this whole marketplace, right, of people who have wanted custom printed apparel. We'll just start with apparel and talk about that today specifically. And in the past, it would be screen printing, bulk orders, lots of inventory, make a huge stack of shirts, ship them out to retail stores, hope they sell. And even if you're pushing them online, they're sitting in an Amazon warehouse or whatever.
Right.
With merch and print on demand, it's really cool because you get rid of those supply chain problems. Now all the inventory sits on blank t-shirts and it's not your inventory until you sell it. You can all of a sudden offer no minimum order buys, which opens up access to a lot of different people who just want one or two shirts or don't have the group size. You start to think about what Amazon does with their customer service, where you can start to offer free returns. And yeah, there's a cost to it, but it doesn't, it only subtracts your royalty. So you're not losing money on a return. You're just losing potential to profit on that sale. And I think one of the reasons that those things have changed is mainly because of direct to garment printing, where it's completely different way of manufacturing, where it's not, you don't have to make a heat transfer and you're not pressing them down. You don't have a manual operator. You can just go one. The files are digital, so they get printed onto the shirts one by one and they can just switch up immediately. So we've got this change of technology, and I think that's really going to be able to benefit the people who buy shirts. And I think we can brand that technology shift into a way that we can help people. And that might be kind of high level. I want to dig into the details with you guys and get into like how that works and what that means. But just broadly, I think that we have this huge opportunity with print on demand to totally blow up the whole, let's think about, I was walking through a souvenir t-shirt shop yesterday when we were taking my parents out to the city. And every time you go into a souvenir t-shirt shop, I love those places because you can see the designs. I even asked the lady which one sold the most. She wouldn't tell me. She said, "Oh, they all sell the same." I said, "That's a lie, but that's okay. I'm not going to hassle you."
Were you just taking pictures of all the different?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I do the same thing.
I don't even do it subtly anymore. But it's good. You can pull some inspiration from styles and stuff. Obviously, I'm not copying it. I just it's good to know how many ways can you skin a cat? How many ways can you represent the Golden Gate Bridge? There's like a million. So and then it's funny to see people get around trademarks too. That's what I find interesting. But anyway, what I'm getting at is all of those places either have a back room full of inventory and shirts that they're stacking on. They have a clearance rack of sizes that they can't sell, or the shirts are just stacked up and you just grab one off the top.
Right.
So that's kind of where the money and the opportunity is for changing things up with this method.
Right. And it's so hands-on with having that physical shop, at least in our business, in our world, we want to free up our time. We want to be able to go do things without having to be in an actual physical store. And when you're in like a shop like that, you know, like the kind of the old way of selling a shirt is it's so hands-on, and it's just like you're the one that has to get the shipment in and then put it on the shelf and then hope it sells and then do all the stuff when it doesn't sell. And you know, it's just like, but with the NBA way, the NBA way, it's just completely it, like I've never even touched a bunch of the Merch by Amazon products ever. And I mean, that's incredible. You know, it's just the power of the print on demand industry.
Yeah, this it's we have extremely low. I love it, the MBA way, but not going to business school.
Right.
not talking about that. But yeah, because those retail shops, they have rent, they have
Right.
people to pay, they
All
have
this
to,
overhead.
yeah, they have over a lot of overhead, and it's manual. So you can get foot traffic, but you're also limited to the amount of people that come down that street every day. And when it's raining, you're not going to make a bunch of sales. But like when really what Merch by Amazon does and what I've been trying to view it as lately is it's a free print shop for you, right? You get access to this several hundred thousand dollar printing technology, access to the best logistics network in the world. Now it only covers the US, but that maybe and probably will change in the future if I had to guess. So we've got access to these things that have taken decades to build up investment in, and it they don't even charge anything for Merch by Amazon. You just had to be on it and have some slots.
Right.
And then compare that to your local print shop down the street, because this is really who we're competing with. There's one in Mountain View called Big Frog, and it's a franchise printing company, but everybody has a local print shop.
Right.
Right, and that's the old way, where you have to go there, deal with Larry at customer service. He's a nice guy, but you know that when you talk to Larry, it's going to be like back and forth. It's going to be painful. You're going to have to go there, get a big box. When you distribute the shirts for your group, you're going to have to collect money. You're going to have to collect sizes. People aren't going to be happy. They're not going to show up. It's going to be this messy process. But like we can blow that up with this free,
Right.
no overhead print shop.
Right. We have this powerful platform at our fingertips, right? We have a way to make or like keep you put it in the hands of anyone. We have all these tools that a lot of people can't even literally get. Like a lot of people are trying to get accounts, can't get them. Amazon's just saying no. Sorry, but they offer, they say, please try and check out some of our other selling options. Like
Yeah.
just whatever. So how can we take what we have and offer or use it as a service? How can we put this into the hands of other people?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. That's exactly what I've been trying to do. And we talked about it in our last episode, and this is important for everyone because this is the direction merch is going. If you know about Merch Collab, merch is trying to bring people off of the platform into Amazon. People that wouldn't normally be buyers to come on Amazon, and they're trying to leverage this technology to make that happen. So what I've been thinking of is, okay, let's take all these benefits we have, the no inventory, the no minimums, the free returns, the prime shipping, and let's package that into, like you said, Shannon, merchandise as a service. But before we do that, we have to think about who needs this, right? Who needs to offer shirts to an audience? If you listen to Mike Gwall, it's businesses that run promotions, and it's local and medium-sized businesses that he can go physically talk to. If you think about some other people who need shirts, it's companies, it's small groups, it's teams, it's bands, and influencers, I think, is a big one. So I've started over the last 2 weeks digging into what kind of like what the competitive landscape is for influencer merchandise, and there's a lot of companies out there that are doing it. And before we get into like what those companies are and what this model is, you know, every business has to make a decision on where they're going to draw the line on offering, on doing it themselves or hiring someone else to do it. So even if you're Apple, you're going to draw the line somewhere, and you're probably not going to start your own construction firm to build Apple Park. You're going to hire it out, right? They're going to focus on what they do best. Every company has, and we have to make that decision as people in e-commerce too. What are we going to do? You know, what are we going to focus our energy on, and what are we going to hire out for? That's why we have so many different tools we use, because we decide that it's easier to pay or to use a tool than to build it ourselves. So when we think, like, other companies have to do that too. And what I've been looking at is influencers, and specifically on YouTube. So for people with an already established audience on, and let's just use YouTube as an example for today, you know, people with a couple hundred thousand subscribers, people who are fans of the channel, who subscribe to get content and want to support that person, you know, that YouTube creator has to decide whether they want to put their energy into making shows or whether they want to put their energy into learning about our whole world of print on demand. And my hypothesis, if you will, is that I think they want to focus on making content, and that they want somebody who helps them put more money from their merch in their pocket or get it set up in the first place so they can take that income and focus it back on growing their audience and engaging them. So my niche I've been targeting is combining this technology opportunity where I think with Merch by Amazon, we can do better for people than custom print shops, than places like Custom Ink or your local shop, or setting up yourself on Redbubble or Spreadshirt, and combining that with people who already have an audience who need merchandise and want to have another income stream. So that's what I've been targeting lately.
That's awesome. I mean, if you can approach somebody, a YouTube influencer, and talk to them about how you can make it easy for them to make extra money from their audience, then you can just set it up for them, why wouldn't they want to be in business with you? You know, I mean, then they can just keep making their videos. You're making it so easy for them. They can just do what they love to do anyway. And then, you know, you set it up on the back end, and then there, you know, there it goes. So yeah, that's, yeah. I love what you're doing. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I want to dig in. I'm going to tell you guys like exactly how I set it up. Obviously I'll respect the clients I'm working with and what my business is called, but I'll tell you how it works. You know, I think a comparable model, so people like, is this really work? What is this? Look at Patreon. That's a very quickly growing company that does pretty much the same thing, except their value add is they want to make it easier for creators to get paid in general. And Patreon's model is they take, you know, for every $10 you donate, they take about one to run their services. And then what they provide is this platform to, you know, put content up on different paid tier levels and engage with creators and have kind of this blog platform. So that's their value proposition. And then they earn an income from just being a part of each payment, right? And offering that service. And that's wildly successful. People, we use it. I love it. And that's kind of the model where you're, you know, if your business is going to be successful, you have to be bringing value to the people you're serving. And that's always should be number one. So I think we can just do the same thing with merchandising instead of with payment processing. So essentially what we're doing is we're white labeling Merch by Amazon as a print shop. And so what I did is I had this website where I was offering custom printed shirts, and I had this mock-up generator where you could go on my site and you could make any t-shirt you wanted, right? And if you were subject to the terms of Merch by Amazon content policy, of course, but you could design it. And it was like this cool mock-up generator. And I ran some AdWords campaigns to it to try to, like, I ran AdWords campaigns for specific local print shop names where I would find the ones in the area and be like, a Big Frog Mountain View. And I would pay for that campaign. And I ran it for a week or so. And it wasn't getting anywhere. I had this little notification thing where people would come on my site and I would be in the little pop-up box in the bottom saying, hello, like, this is me. I'm not a bot. Can I help you? I think it creeped people out because they didn't, nobody bought anything.
So hilarious.
I struggle with that. And I'm thinking, and even when I would tell my friends about it, I had a couple friends show interest and help me with the testing of it. And it just wasn't going anywhere. I'm like, this isn't the right niche to do. So I'm kind of in the process of rebranding that site to be focused on influencer merchandising services. And if anyone is curious about some big ones in the space, Merchline does really, really big bands where they actually help bands set up their own domain name. That's one you guys can go check out. Represent Clothing Company has a lot of big YouTubers. You'll see like the Jake Pauls and people on there. Hello Juniper is one. There's a bunch of different merchandising services you can go check out and see. One for like Twitch gamers is called Into the AM. So anyway, you can go out there and see that there's kind of this ecosystem of merch support for influencers. So long story short, I have this website. I branded it towards supporting influencers, and my pitch is really easy. It's no cost to sign up. It's targeted towards people who don't have merch yet or have merch through Teespring or Redbubble or Spreadshirt or something awful that leaves them with only 10% margin. And then it says, boom, no inventory. We'll get you on Amazon, no minimum orders, blah, blah, blah. And then I just set up a cold email campaign where I have my VA use this really cool YouTube tool called Social Blade, where you can filter for YouTube channels between, 100,000 and 500,000. And then you can just roll through and see which ones you like, go through their channel. You can pull their email from the about section in the business email section. Sometimes they'll have that in the link in their description. And then I just had my VA blast out. I wrote a cold email pitch that was like, hey, here's what we do. I see that you don't have merch set up yet. I can help you with that. And I've had like in the last week, I think I had five like phone calls or Google Hangouts calls with people. One person's ordered samples already. One guy is sending me his design files shortly to get set up. So, Shannon, you've had kind of some success with the cold emailing and outreach. Is there any other way that you would approach that? Or is there anything you think I should do differently reaching out to people?
I mean, it seems like if it's working, then just keep doing
just
that.
Keep rolling
just
with
do
it.
More of it. You know, I mean, yeah, it seems like you've got something going there.
It's cool. Like I think the reason that I wrote kind of an aggressive title for the email, not aggressive, but it says like something like, why doesn't your channel have merchandise? And it's kind of accusatory. Like, I'm trying to pull attention and get clicks, and I've got a pretty good response rate, like over 30% for people engaging with me. And some people are, didn't really see the value in what I'm offering, and they were very clear about that, and that's okay. And some people wanted to chat, and I had a couple people who were like, oh my gosh, you're calling at the right time, because I've been thinking about taking merch seriously. And there's so many options and I don't know which one to choose. Or people are set up on Redbubble and I look at their pricing and they're configured to only take home 10%. And I'm like, whoa, what are you doing with this Amazon program? You can take a higher cut.
Right.
So before I get into like that flow, let's just talk about what I think the numbers are going to work out for on a, how is this a business? And what do I need? What am I trying to protect myself from? From a like IP and trademark and standpoint about how can you offer other people's IP on Merch by Amazon? I think you protect yourself in two ways. One, you go build a really strong terms of use page. If you want an example of that, go look at what Printful's terms of use page is. Go look at Amazon's, and they'll walk you through everything about like limitation of liability and who has the rights to the IP and what the creator is agreeing to when they use your service. They're basically saying, hey, by using this service, like we allow you, we're not going to come after you for selling the product on Amazon because we've contracted you to do this for us. So you kind of cover your butt from a legal perspective there. And then what I want to grow it into is kind of a signed like contract eventually to even further protect myself and kind of lay out the ground rules for here's the royalty structure. Here's what we're agreeing to do together and kind of formalizes it a bit. But for now, I think terms of use are okay. So anyway, you kind of cover your butt there. And then what is the margin and the royalty work out to be? So the way I'm approaching it right now is I'm going after like a $3 flat fee. So, how that works is, let's say you've got a $20 shirt and you've got your shop set up on Spreadshirt. Well, from Spreadshirt, you're probably going to take home like $450 maybe from that. And the end price that the customer is going to pay is $26 because they have to pay for shipping too. So if you've got a customer that's got $26 that they want to put towards contributing to you, let's say you just put a basic t-shirt on Amazon for $26. Well, there's plenty of room in there for me to take a $3 royalty per sale for the creator to make, I think it's like maybe $7.50. I mean, you guys can run the numbers on that on top of $3. And then they can also monetize merch shirts through Amazon affiliates. So part of what I'm offering them too is getting them set up on Amazon affiliates. So not only can they take an extra 7% on the sale, but they can also start getting the benefits of whatever else is in it, that Amazon cart. So long story short, I'm betting on being able to provide more value to influencers than these other models, taking a $3 flat fee per item sold, and then betting on that if I can help them grow an income stream and they can focus on growing their audience, then my licensing business will grow as a result of that.
I think that's a good bet to bet on. Or I think that's a good strategy to bet on. If they're growing their audience at this point, if they're already working on making more content for their audience, then that's all they want to do. They just want to keep creating. And if you can give them that extra check where they don't have to do anything additional, except maybe tweet their new shirt that's on merch by Amazon, then that's pretty sweet. I think you're gonna have a lot of success with this.
Yeah, thanks, man. And I'm gonna keep everyone updated and be really transparent about it. I think it's a cool strategy. I think it's good because our incentives are aligned. You know, I need to break. I had a call with a guy who was, you know, I'm really excited to hopefully work with him. He's got 1.3 million subscribers and he was on Teespring, and I just emailed him. I'm like, dude, we can do better and put more money in your pocket. And he's excited to work with it. But on the call, you know, you have to get on a Google Hangouts call or get on a phone call and say, he said, what are you going to do for me? All right. You're taking a cut, but you're not manufacturing. What do you offer? And that's a great question, because otherwise you're just the middleman. But when we think about, if you've been selling on Amazon, you know what sells, you know what kind of designs are going to get sales. You can help them take their merchandise and you can use your design skills or your team to brand it for them. And you can also help them with understanding how to market it. So not if they're not on Amazon affiliates, or if you've got a couple creators signed up and one is just crushing it by putting like links to their merchandise in cards and videos, or if someone did a specific video or a campaign and that worked for them, then I can say, oh, creator A, I had creator B over here and he's got way less subscribers than you, but he sold 25 shirts this month by doing this strategy. Maybe you can go try this too. So I think there is expertise you can offer. Not to mention, if they want to grow a more complex merchandising brand and you have experience with either setting up your own domain through Shopify or like WooCommerce, and you can say, hey, well, if you want to get into hats and like other branded apparel, maybe in the future as we work together, I can help guide that strategy and I can connect you with Printful, and I can, well, you're kind of white labeling everything, right? So you can be transparent. Like if people want to do it themselves, I'll tell them how to do it themselves. But like I said, I'm kind of betting on the fact that people want an expert to do that for them and connect them with value. So absolutely. I think there's a lot of ways that as you kind of grow in the space, you can offer a ton of value to people who already have an audience. And do better than just the Redbubble, Spreadshirt. Like, I'm not knocking those companies. They do awesome. They have great products, but I think we can do it better. And I think this is a way for merch mayhems on creators to stand out differently and to cut out merch collab, which I've kind of soured on since our last episode. I don't like it. I'm not in it yet, but I don't think it's going to be awesome for designers. So this is a way for us to take back some of that power and bring some value.
It'll probably take a little bit of work, like anything. You know, for every 30 influencers that you reach out to, for example, 15 might click on your email, read it, but only maybe 5 to 10 will actually respond. And of those, maybe one will actually sign up with you. So obviously it's going to take a little work. You know, you're going to have the people that push back and say, I can do this myself. What are you doing? How are you providing value? You know, there'll be those kinds of people, and you just have to shrug it off and just keep moving forward and keep reaching out to more and more people. I mean, I think eventually you could have a portfolio of influencers under your belt that are with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people within their audiences. So I think this is a really cool, think about it. You know, if one person has 100,000 people in their audience and you sign up 10 of those types of people, you got all of a sudden you have a million people in your audience. And every time the sale comes in, it's pretty cool.
I mean, let's think of this. This is kind of cool because we have a little bit background in affiliate marketing, right? If you're thinking about your conversion funnel and getting sales, what is the thing at the top of the conversion? How many page views are you getting, right? So you don't have a chance to sell if nobody's looking at your stuff. And by, one, I'm trying to go at this from always offering value. It's not about like extracting.
No.
It's about helping the creator put more money in their pocket and giving them an awesome service. But like when you sign up a big creator and you look at how many views people are getting a month, and especially if you can give them some conversion tips on like, hey, your merch sells better if you put that link right under the description, all of a sudden you can be, I'll use the phrase growth hacking, I guess, to your way to 1 million page views a month or more, or whatever it is based on their subscriber base. Just by offering them value and kind of, you're not building the audience from scratch. You're jumping that step and you're piggybacking it.
Exactly.
So
it's a big opportunity.
Yeah. So I'll run through, like, if you guys want to try it this week, like I promise you can go try this really, really quickly. It took me a while just cause I changed up my strategy a bit, but here's exactly how you guys can go try this. It doesn't cost you very much to do it all. And here's how it goes. So, I set up a domain. I guess it might help your legitimacy if you have that. I have a domain and a branded email. I'll put a link in the description on how to get that set up. And there's plenty of resources if you want to do that, but you don't even have to set up a domain. Don't let that stop you. I think if you make a list of the things that you can do for somebody else and what you offer. Do a little bit of research on why you offering designs through Merch by Amazon might be better than Redbubble or Spreadshirt. Go research pricing, go see what you can do, go figure out a royalty structure that works for you and know what you can offer them. Okay. And that's all out there and you guys can figure that out. Then just go, you can use Social Blade. You can search for some YouTube influencers. That's what I do. Pull some emails down. You can do that manually. It's free. You don't have to go hire a VA to do it. And just blast out some emails. You don't even need your own custom domain. Just be like, hey, here's who I am. Here's what I do. Like, look at their merch strategy and see if you can do better. You know, if they're already with a branded company, skip it. If they don't have merch or if they have it through a print on demand company that you can do better than, then reach out to them.
Right.
Okay. And then like, I always ask for an interview in the email. Maybe not in the first one. I say, hey, if you're interested, let me know. Okay. And then if in the second email with them, I'm like, are you free at this time? If not, let me know a time that's good for you. And you want to like get that meeting as soon as you can, whether it's a phone call, whether it's Google Hangouts or Skype, just talk to them. Okay. And get on and show them that you're a real person, show them what you can do, teach them why their strategy might not be the best for them and pitch it. You got to sell a little bit. then once you get people, you know, you'll get to yes. People will say, you know, when I pitched the guy on Monday, he was, you know, he was really excited. He's like, man, I've been traveling for work and I've been filming for this channel and I just don't have any time to do merch. Like what are the next steps? Right. And then at that point, if you get a yes, you know, kind of call timeout because you're going to have to catch up, right? You're going to have to figure out your terms of service. You're going to have to maybe figure out the things, but don't let that stop you from reaching out to people and just kind of getting that interest and validating it. And once you do, you know, the only thing that you have to do is basically get designs from them. You don't even have to get finished designs. If they have a little logo or something, you know, ask them for that. If they don't have it, tell them your designer can recreate it with their permission, right? And then all you have to do is just put that design on a product. You can put it on all five if you want. Set the price of that product at whatever your structure is worked out to be and send them the link. And then they do the marketing for the shirt however they want. And then you would collect a royalty and then you just remit that royalty to them at the end of the month. You can do it with Venmo if you want, whatever works for you. Again, if you're getting into that stage, make sure you're protected. Make sure you understand what you're doing with licensing and agreeing to pay people because that's sensitive. But it's really not that hard. Merch does the work for you. They do the returns. They do the customer service. So all you're doing is connecting them with that. And then you've got to be providing some value to them with, like, I think with consulting and helping them figure out what works for them on merch, maybe doing a couple designs for free. And then I think that's, you guys can get started and you can onboard, you can be in front of 100,000 viewers in a week. You know, that's how long it took me to go from website to emailing to yes, to getting a sample ordered. And I think you guys can do that too. So
definitely. Are you in your terms of service going to put some sort of time length or, like, you know, for instance, if you're working with Jim Bob, and I somehow accidentally reach out to Jim Bob and I'm like offering him a higher commission than you see, you know what I mean? Like there could be, I was just curious if you're doing anything in that range of whatever.
Sure. So, you know, eventually as a business, I'd love to get exclusive contracts, but I'm not there yet. Sure. Just starting out. So everything is stacked towards the creator. You know, my risk is covered pretty thoroughly, but it's non-exclusive. It's just, hey, if you choose to use our service, you can terminate at any time. You own your IP. We are a platform that's providing access to another platform and we'll provide expertise on your merchandising strategy. And then we get out of your way. Yeah. So there's nothing to stop them from making the choice that's best for them.
Cool. Yeah, I think the whole sales like pitch is just making them understand or getting them to understand how easy it is for them to work with you, you know, and if they don't like it, they can just go find somebody else if they want, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like you're just making it super easy. They don't have to do anything extra. They're going to start making money, without extra effort. And it's just like, boom, easy, you know, easy, 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 easy. Where's that easy button?
Yeah. I love it. I mean, we need to get one of those on the show. But yeah, that's all I'll say. Make it as easy as possible. Always keep there. You know, if you're going to try this strategy, they are the customer and everything you do should have them. That is a guiding North Star, if you will, to what to doing the right thing and to put yourself in their shoes to say, you know, what would I want if I'm a YouTube creator? Like if I'm offering merchandise, I want to keep as much money as possible. I want it to be set it and forget it. I want the stuff to be high quality. I want my audience to be happy. If you keep that in mind, you'll figure out the rest. And then I think, you know, you have a cool opportunity as well. If you're reaching out to influencers and they like what you do, maybe you could get a free testimonial. Maybe all of a sudden you're getting a free commercial for your business in front of their audience, right? There's a lot of opportunity. And in full transparency, I don't have any links live yet, but I just started this a week and a half ago, but I'm already to yes with a couple people. So, go try it, guys, and let us know what you're doing.
Very cool. Nice job, Spencer.
Cool. Yeah, we're all about trying stuff.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited to hear what happens next week, you know, or actually a couple of weeks from now, because I think you'll be away for a little while, won't you?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're going to visit Shanghai with my girlfriend. We're going to go see some of her family. I'm going to go try some some food. And the cool thing about what we do is that the way I've set up the business, and if you guys don't know, I left my full-time job and I do merch full-time now. So it's nice to have the flexibility, right? Your e-commerce store continues to run, whether you're doing influencer stuff, whether you've got an Etsy store, whether your stuff's on merch. Every vacation's a paid vacation, and you can pick up and go. You know, you're the boss. So, although the income isn't where we want it to be yet, you take advantage of the benefits if you're running a print on demand strategy, because it's, yeah, you know, that doesn't come around very often. And if you are doing it full time, it's certainly a privilege.
Absolutely, and we'll get the income up there.
Yeah,
we'll get it. It's just. I can see it in the horizon.
So, yeah.
All right. Cool, man. Well, thanks for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. I like this Shannon Grill session. This is great. But yeah, thanks to all our listeners. Episode 15, Shannon he's reached out to a lot of really great guests, and I think you guys can expect a lot more variety. It won't just be the Spencer and Shannon show all the time, as much as we know y'all love that so much. We're going to have some actual people come out from outside and provide some different perspectives. And we're going to find out some new strategies from them too. So look forward to that.
Absolutely. Bunch of people coming on very soon. So,
all right.
Rock and roll with that. Cool, man. Well, we will talk to you later then.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, everyone. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Merch Lifestyle Podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us an honest review wherever you find your content. As always, you can find us online at merchlifestyle.com.